Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you join us this evening. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. Just for your information, anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and the shows will be on shortly after this it finishes. So if you miss anything, you want to hear the show again, be sure and go back to the on-demand section in the archives. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and just press the one button, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. We have a wonderful guest tonight. I'm so excited to have her on the show. I know you will, too. She's got a lot of great information that she's going to be sharing with us. I'm going to go right into her interview. So everyone knows that we have quite a few shows throughout the week and daily evening shows on the RBR Network. But again, because of this being such a fun and interesting topic, and I wanted to tell you and get you all jazzed and excited about talking with Jana Rosewood tonight. Jana is a relationship whisperer and a former frog kisser. Jana Rosewood has conducted motivational workshops, play shops, I mean, since 1992 and has helped countless relationship seekers leapfrog past failed relationships to attract a truly available and spiritual partner. She is a gifted intuitive whose skillful, grounded guidance helps relationship seekers illuminate answers that reside in their soul's deepest longing. Jana is a Reiki master, certified clinical hypnotherapist, and licensed massage practitioner, and an ordained minister. Jana has co-authored the book, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? With Kenneth Paul Holmes, her husband, of almost 21 years. But anyway, she's got a lot of great information to share with us tonight. She's going to talk about our common mistakes that we make in relationships, our soul's purpose for a partnership, the secret to communication skills that help relationship seekers. We all need all the communication skills we can get, and the healing value of conflict in relationships. And we always have conflict. We know that in our relationships. We have to clear the air so they can start working for us when we get stuck. Well, I'm going to bring Jana in right now. Hi there. Good evening.
Hi. Jana. Good evening.
Well, thank you for being on the show tonight. We're really excited to have you here, and I know you're going to get us all started on the right path about attracting wonderful people into our lives. First of all, I would like to ask you, how did you get started on the path of being a relationship whisperer? Go ahead.
Because what were you going to say?
No, that's it.
Yeah. Well, I was complete with making having relationship failures after my second divorce. I continued dating, and I continued creating disasters in my relationships. I after my second divorce, I was, you know, finding men that were like Mr. Distant and Mr. Unavailable, and Mr. Dead End. And finally, I just woke up one day and said I really needed to change what I was doing and learn what to do in order to have a successful relationship. And so that's how I got started.
Was that when you wrote your book about Are You Still Kissing Frogs with your husband?
No, actually, I went through my processes that I was working with a rebirthing coach down in California. And then after I became successful using the tools that part of the tools she gave me and attracting my husband, who was amazing that I can actually be in relationship beyond 5 years. Actually, I was never really in my first two marriages. I was, my toe was in there, but I wasn't really in there. And after I was successful in using the tools that I used, I was working with people. I do all these different healing modalities, and then they would come in and I'd start working with them one-on-one about, you know, here's some tools that I use to help me find my relationship. And then I started giving small classes and lectures, and one day I was sitting in Seattle with a niece who's a wonderful English major and said, you've got enough here for a book. And so after I had a lot of experience and married my husband, we together created this book with what we learned through working with our clients and this small classes that we started with and then started building from there, and it just morphed into a book.
Well, I have loved the books you sent me, and I have read it, not all of it, but I've read a lot of it, and it's exciting. I hope everyone will check your book out. It's called Are You Still Kissing Frogs? By Jonna Rosewood. And also, to contact Jonna at any time, you can go to www.rosewoodwisdom.com. So we want to put that out there so people know how to connect up with you. Okay, well, let's what secret communication skill would you like to share with our listeners that they may not be aware of that will help them in their relationships?
Oh, man, there are so many. And some of them are hidden that we wouldn't even be aware of. And as you say that, one of the things that comes to my mind right away, I was going to share something else, but right now that what popped into my brain is my sitting in the car communicating with my husband early on in my marriage. And we weren't getting along. We were arguing. But what I remembered was, and this is just a neuro-linguistic programming skill, what I saw was he was talking really slow, and I was talking really fast. And one of the things about neurolinguistic programming they talk about is the speed of our voice and how we speak. If we're not on the same frequency, if we're not communicating in the same way, then we won't be on the same wavelength. So I started slowing my speaking down, and I talked really slow. And our conflict shifted just like that. So just something as simple as recognizing how the other person is posing their body, their position, how they're speaking, the pace of their speaking. If you're speaking really fast and the other person is in a slow speaking mode, there's going to be a disconnect, because my husband was in a kinesthetic mode, meaning he was in a feeling mode. I was in a visual mode, and we weren't connecting. And that isn't actually what I was going to share with you, because I was going to say, you know, in order for a really cool, just to wrap up what I was just saying, a really neat communication skill is to recognize where the person is at and the pace of their speaking, and see if you can modulate your voice and speak in the same way that the other person is. That way it might erase the conflict that's going on, or you would at least be able to get onto the same wavelength and be able to communicate. The other skill that I was going to talk about that is really kind of hidden, and because we don't think about it, we do, but we don't, is to set a clear intention to take control of our monkey mind. that is a skill that is really, I work with Paramahansa Yogananda, and he says that if we can, it's more challenging to take control and take command of our monkey mind than it is to go out and climb mountains, conquer tigers, what have you, to really get control of our monkey mind and take command of it and master that.
Well, do you have any great ideas on how to do that quickly?
Any great ideas? Well, I guess how to do that really quickly, to realize that you have a choice and that you can take command of your, you know, in one of my classes I'd say, you know, okay, I want you to sit and talk about the worst day of your life for 30 seconds. And they do that. And then I say, can you talk about your best day of your life? And then they do that. And then I have them stop and feel how it feels. And then I say, well, how did you do that? Because you're saying, how do I take control of my monkey mind? And it's a decision. And in that, I said, how did you do that? How they did it was they made the decision to follow my instruction. They have to internally say, this is my instruction to you, monkey mind. And actually, I spend a lot of time talking to my monkey mind, saying, okay, now, is this effective? Let's work with this. And once I start talking to my monkey mind, I am no longer my monkey mind. Because I am outside of it. I'm not identifying with it. I'm looking at it and I'm saying, okay, you're in there, and now let's work together to make things more successful. And the reason why I bring this up like it's a secret is because, and I say it in my book, it's a 7 Relationship Secrets for Developing Unconditional Love. And I say all people are telepathic on some level to a certain extent. Everyone reads minds subconsciously. If we think disapproval thoughts about someone, and this comes in with our relationships and our family and our friends, they know it, even on a subconscious level, and we don't need to be in the same room with the person. They get our thoughts at a distance. And so here's what I recommend. If conflict arises in a relationship, start sending approval and watch what happens. So, you know, that's something that is really powerful. It's secret because it's hidden. We don't think about that when we're thinking, if I'm standing in the kitchen and I'm thinking negative thoughts about my husband during the day, like I find that he's put something in the kitchen in the place I don't want it, and I'm going, arr, arr, arr. And he gets that, even if he's at work. So then I take and turn it around, I neutralize it, and I let it go up into spirit. I take it out of take a breath. That's another way. Take a breath, let it go, and let it go into spirit.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you shared that. Because everything you're saying, I'm going, yes, I've done the same thing, been there. I finally figured out that when I catch my monkey mind going off, it's because I'm judging someone about something. So my affirmation is, okay, love, not judge. And then that brings me back, you know. Okay, I'm going to love, not judge, you know, but I know I'm where I'm at the time. Well, this is such a great talk about this. You know, relationships is everything, because everything is a relationship, you know. If you're on the planet, you're having a relationship with something or someone. Okay, well, it says, I have another question here. To establish a deeper soul purpose for finding right relationships that go beyond the surface value to having a lasting relationship. So how do you do that? How does one find their soul's purpose for their relationship? Now, that was one of my favorite chapters that you wrote.
Well, I think one real easy way, and I've gone to so many workshops over the years, and what's my purpose for my living? And I think one easy way is what I talk about in the book extensively, is to create a list of what you intend to attract in a relationship. I call it the love list. And when on that list, you'll you will find that there are qualities in the partner you intend to attract that can help you identify what your sole purpose is for intending to have that relationship. That is, if your list is extensive, meaning have you really thought about the purpose, the reason why you want to be in relationship? And I'll give you an example. Some hidden clues may be hidden in that list. For example, my husband had a list. Yes, he had a list, too, when I met him. And his list he said that he wanted, here's some of the qualities, the phrases in his list. He said good communications, continuing personal growth, good listener, and lives by spiritual principles, and the power of the spoken word. Those were important qualities for him that he wanted to attract. One of the things I said on my list is I wanted to attract a partner who was 100% available spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And so from those pieces, what we put together, it was what we called our four C's. It's our soul's purpose is to learn to grow together spiritually through commitment, communication, connection, and cooperation. So if things go off base, because yes, in a long-term relationship, if you intend to have it be that way, not everyone wants to have a long-term relationship, but if that's what you intend, then what we do is we go back to, okay, what's my purpose for being here? And, you know, if we look at those four words, the commitment to be here, to be connected, and in communication on the same level and or intend to fully communicate and cooperate, are we doing that? Are we taking responsibility for our relationship? So using that list can be really helpful in taking a look at, well, what did I want? What did I really want to get into this relationship for? I've actually turned some of my clients back to their list and said, you know, they were in conflict, and then I'd say, well, go back and look at your list. What is it that you wanted? And one person in particular, he wanted someone who was a good decorator in his home. Now, that may not be a sole purpose, but he was in conflict with her because she wanted to paint the kitchen green. And then when he took a look at that, he thought, you know what? It's not that important to me what color the kitchen is. And I invited her here to be a decorator, and so he just let it go. Sometimes we pick on things that aren't really important.
Well, you know, of course, I've kissed a few frogs in my life, and I know that I had kind of a long-term relationship with someone that I really cared deeply about, and I feel they did me too. But the biggest drawback and why it never really worked was we were not on the same spiritual path. We just didn't have the same spiritual beliefs. And because of that, I was not going to change where I was coming from, and he wasn't. And I made up my mind that I learned my lesson, because I spent a lot of time in that relationship thinking that, well, I could change or he would change, and it just didn't happen. So, I mean, I think that is so important. If you've got to be spiritually connected, and I know you believe the same way too.
Yeah, but thank you for sharing that. I think that's something that a lot of us overlook, if it's important to be spiritually connected. For me, it's important to be on the same wavelength. Now, I do a lot of different practices that my husband doesn't participate in fully, but he supports me in those practices and says, go do them, please, because whatever you do only enhances our relationship. And so he just fully just says, go, do it. And that's really helpful. And sometimes he does participate. So it's like we're not in disagreement. And so, you bring out a really important point. It is so important to me, spiritual support in a relationship is important, because then I don't have to do it alone. I'm not doing it anyway. I'm not even speaking here. It's something speaking through me, right?
That's right. Yes. Well, anyway, I love that. And again, the book is wonderful. Again, everybody listening, it's called Are You Still Kissing Frogs by Jonna Rosewood. So be sure and check out her website. It's at www.rosewoodwisdom.com. And she's got something, good things in there to share, some free things that she shares. Okay, now I want to go on to our next question. One of your clients said, now that I found my ideal partner, why is there conflict? Does conflict have any place in relationships? Does it hold any value? And what would you like to share about that?
Pam, what do you think? Do you think it holds any value?
Well, absolutely. It's a way to clear the air. We have tension, and there's one of us is not able to communicate well. It happens because we need. Something's coming up for healing is what I'm seeing. Okay, there's a problem here, and we've got to heal the situation and get beyond it. And I think you will if you really care about the person or that you're committed to doing that you you want to work it out. And I know that sometimes things just have to come up so you can work through it and look at it and figure out what went wrong, and of course everybody wants to think, well, I'm right and they're wrong, but then you get to look at it and then you compromise and anyway.
You've got it. I love the first part where you said that the phrase I think I have in the book is anything on love will come up, anything unlike love will come up to be healed. And when we're in relationship, that's one of the beauties of a relationship. If we're getting into relationship for surface things, then we're making a mistake because we won't be able to have the staying power. And, that idea of, when I looked at my husband last night, we were discussing the program, I said, people will say to me, what's the purpose of a relationship if everything is inside of me and I am, the love is inside of me and I become okay whether I have a relationship or not. And the thing of it is, the beauty of a relationship is that partner that we're with is the mirror for us. And that mirror is reflecting back to us what's in us. And if we're reflecting out, we're sending out love, it comes back multiplied. That's one of those golden rules. What we put out comes back tenfold. And the conflict part of it that we're talking about now is when that conflict comes up, I often have to go inside myself and say, okay, there's conflict in this relationship, but how loving do I feel right now in this moment towards myself? How much am I judging myself? There's that monkey mind again. How much am I disapproving of myself? And maybe I've spent the whole entire day disapproving of everything and everyone, and then I turn around and then there's conflict in my relationship, and that partner serves to put up a mirror and see that it's time for me to dissipate that disapproving energy, that critical energy. And so, I in terms of conflict, it's beautiful because 50% of if you're wanting or intending to have a long-term relationship, 50% of relationships today end in divorce. And another thing is if there's an absence of conflict in a relationship, there may be trouble in the relationship because it could be a sign that the couple are really only together on a superficial level and they're not really connecting and communicating. So it's really important. And one of the things my husband says is if both of us are always in agreement on everything all the time, then one of us is unnecessary. It's kind of a funny phrase. If both of us always agree on everything all the time, then one of us is unnecessary. And so it's really a powerful thing. One of the things that for my husband and I, that I've seen over time that it's helped us develop trust by being willing to resolve conflict together. we trust each other now that we can bring up our whatever's going on inside of us, and no one's going anywhere. We're going to stay put, and we're going to support each other and help each other move through whatever's coming up. And that's so powerful to have a partner in that, you know, where two of us are gathered together. You know, there I am, that spiritual support is there.
Well, it's wonderful to know that you have a partner that's not going to shut the door and run away and leave you, you know, when you do bring things up that you're unhappy with and, you know, that you want to talk about. And I know most people say, well, when you get home tonight, I've got something I want to talk to you about. That immediately puts even anybody on guard and go, oh, no, you know, well, they're going to blast me about something. And I know that there's always better ways to approach that and to, I guess, to understand your partner and know how to approach. So you've got something that could be critical that you want to say or criticizing or something. And it depends a lot on how a person can handle criticism. Very few people can handle any kind of criticism, especially when it comes from your partner. What do you suggest about that?
Well, in terms of criticism, I guess most of the time I am owning my stuff. I'm not going out there and criticizing my partner. I may be inside myself saying how I feel about something, but I don't say it's you doing it to me, because often when something's coming up, it's really about me, and I'm reflecting out on him my own stuff. For example, my husband, and I talk about it in the book, when I married him, he's a pack rat and I'm totally the reverse. And so here's a conflict coming up. So I sat down with him, and in terms of criticism, I didn't criticize him. If we can remember to sit down and say, okay, here's how I feel about the situation. I feel that I want to get this space cleaned up so that we can build it and move into it. And I said to him, you know, on your list, what you wanted was someone that was clean and organized. So you asked me to come here. So I used the list against him, but it wasn't critical because he couldn't respond to that. As attached as he is to his space not being organized or whatever, he asked for it to be. So there was nothing he could respond to with that. What do I say about one of the things that we do is almost every night we sit down together and we have dinner together. And what we do is we discuss our day, and there may have been conflict in the day, but we own that we created that conflict inside of ourselves. And the other part that we do is we talk about what we learned from that experience, rather than approaching it from this was a hell of a day and I can't stand it and try to push it away. We talk about, reflect about what it is that we can learn from the situations. Now, in terms of our own relationship, when we do get in critical mode, we immediately take the time to apologize and to own our part in the situation of what we created in the conflict. It clears up things right away.
I know it does. Do you think that women are apologized than men are to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. I don't have that situation in my relationship. But I don't know, in terms of dealing with conflict, I don't know in my clients, in working with them, if they're willing, if it's a situation of dealing where women are more ready to say, I'm sorry, it was I take responsibility for that. I don't know.
Right.
I do know that most of the classes that I attend, it's more women than men. However, there are some personal growth organizations that I've worked with, like the Release Technique, where there's sometimes more men than women. So I think it's shifting. I think it's changing, to answer your question, in terms of how many men are willing to step up versus women and say, okay, I apologize for this situation. It depends on the situation, it depends on the case, and it depends upon the group of people that you're communicating with. Now, if I'm communicating with someone that's coming out of the bar, that's a different story, out of the tavern.
Uh-huh. Well, I agree on that. I don't know, maybe it just is an individual thing. And for me, I do know that when something shows up that's less than love, that if I'll take responsibility for it and say, okay, there's something in me that's creating him showing up like this, you know, and I'm going to be responsible for it, even though I don't feel like it's mine, but I'm in it. So somebody's got to give in here. So I think, for me, that seems to be the best thing, is just to say, okay, I'm sorry, you know, whatever I did, forgive me, you know. And then sometimes they'll say, well, it wasn't your fault, blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes. But anyway, well, but this is so good. I love everything that you're sharing with us this evening. Now, you recommend that relationship seekers create a love list and learn daily from their relationships. And you say you talk about updating your love list and avoiding traps. So let's talk about a love list now, because that's really important.
Okay. What did you want to know about love list? Because I think
you did talk a little bit, and in your book, I loved your list of things that, you know, people don't even think about, you know, asking about in a relationship, about being available, or blah, blah, blah. And I think everyone says, well, yeah, I want to be 5'10" and brown-eyed, you know, rock body, and, you know, rich and famous and whatever. But I think I had a woman that I've been working with recently that we were coming up with a love list of what kind of she would like in a relationship. And I asked her about, you know, well, money, you know, what about, do you want him to, how much money would you like for this person that you're wanting to attract, you know? And she said, well, money's not that important. And
yeah.
She said, I make good money.
That's the wrong way to go.
Myself, I know, I'm listening. She said, well, I make really good money. I said, well, wouldn't you want him to make at least as much as you do? Well, it doesn't have to be. That isn't, for her, that didn't seem to be the big important thing. But I know myself that been in a relationship where it wasn't a balance. It wasn't equal. And it wouldn't work. It just did not work for me. I mean, I eventually ended the relationship because, you know, I wanted someone at least on my equal level, making as much as I did, more, you know. So what are your views on that?
Well, you know, that's the first thing that I talk about in the chapter, where I say, you know, create your love list, because money and finances are really important to take a look at. And it's and you're right, you know, there's things in this that I've thought out about what you really intend to attract in terms of putting it on your list and getting really clear about what you intend to have, because I've had people go through this book and they said, you know, I made my list, but I didn't think about these things. And when, like, let's just say the person that said it doesn't matter about money. I think sometimes we dismiss some really important aspects about money. One of the things is, what are your boundaries about money? Maybe, you know, like you're saying, you weren't equal, and so to you it was equal was important. But going beyond the idea of how much the other person makes or what kind of finances or what kind of job, how about, you know, is this person financially responsible? Does this person, is this willing, this person, you know, does he pay his bills? Is you know, what is he like? I list, what are your boundaries around money? Because money can be used as a tool to leverage, to, you know, take control in the relationship. I control the purse strings, therefore I control this relationship. And I decide what we're going to do with the money. So you have to be really mindful about just thinking about just listing something as simple as, you know, even if it's okay for the other person to not make money or whatever, you're saying, okay, I'm willing to manage the finances, however, at least be willing to admit that or be okay with you're going to be in that relationship without using money as a tool to control each other, because that's a big deal. It's a number one big deal.
Yes.
You can use it as a power control tool.
Well, I think that even women, or maybe men, think, well, you know, I make a lot of money, and, you know, it's not important for a woman. She'll never, you know, maybe he's a millionaire, whatever. But I think
I think sometimes women think, or not just necessarily women, people who create their list, they're not willing to look deeper, and if they're not willing to look deeper, then that's where we get in trouble. But also, I think that we think that it's what's the word I want to use? We think it's empty, or not empty, judgmental, or we're, you know, I'm trying to think of the word I'm trying to use. Is we think that it's wrong to talk about money. It's wrong to expect that we have an equal relationship.
It would
in
make
terms
it seem
money.
Like we're gold diggers or something like that, you know.
Gold digger, which, yeah. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
If you read my book, you know the
word.
Song of. It's shallow to think that we should really talk about money. We don't want to go there. I don't expect that of my partner. So we need to look at that. And some of the other things about the love list, you said, well, let's get into their sex, and that's another thing we can use for control. And then, you know, our relationship with our. There's just so many pieces then to go beyond, you know, how to just kind of look at, well, what would you like to create? You're putting together a really nice piece of work that helps you really soul search. Now, some people think, well, I got my list. I put it I went online and I've got it figured out. But that list is a list that is a living organism that we can use not just to attract our ideal partner, but in continuing relationship, because we have used that list to play games with each other. And they're positive games, appreciation games. The other thing is that list is a living organism because if we just put it out there, you know, like on the web and don't really take a look at it, we're not necessarily living it. We're just saying, well, this is what I want in the relationship, and we're not living it. Because the important key here for the list, that love list, is now that you've made your list, you have to become what it is that you put on that list.
That's right.
In order to magnetize or attract that ideal partner.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I agree with you. That's so true. And I think in people who say, I want to have a wonderful mate in my life and blah, 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 that there's underlying subconscious feelings maybe that they really don't. Maybe they're, because I have worked with people, you know, after kinesiology, and I say, okay, you say you would like to have a relationship, let's see what your subconscious mind does. And so I say, well, let's ask, would you like to have someone, their arm goes weak, and that's where your subconscious mind is saying no. And I think that,
yes.
Eyes get really big, and I'm going, okay. And I say, well, why? And then we figure out, well, really, I'm not prepared, and, you know, I'm not over my last person, or, you know, I don't think I'm financially, I haven't got my own house space. You know, there's all kinds of little things. And I think that is so important, you know, to address that with people. You say you want someone, but on a subconscious level, maybe you really don't. And then you don't go out there and, you know, jump into something. And
yeah. That's
another thing.
That's, That's really true. I mean, that's so cool that you can use the kinesiology. And what does your body say? No. And in the subconscious mind sits there beliefs that are saying, no, I don't want a relationship. On a head level, they want one. On a heart level, maybe not.
Yeah, they're not ready. Another thing that I don't know if you read the book Power versus Force with David Hawkins. I was in a relationship with this person for some time and had never calibrated myself. There is a scale in his book, a logarithmic scale from like 0 to 1,000. 1,000 is Jesus, Buddha, Krishna. That's as high as you go in consciousness. You know, how conscious are you? And I found that couples that really got along, they both calibrated at the same level, whether it's 400, 300, 500, whatever. But I was at a consciousness where I was about 200 points higher than the person that I was in the relationship with. And I thought, well, no wonder we can come together for a while. Then all of a sudden it just blows up and, you know, he's out of there and I'm mad and it just never, you know, we just never, it was like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. But once I saw that we were not on the same, calibrating on the same conscious level, and that I had to lower my consciousness to be around him, and that's why people get sick in relationships. And I'm just loving this show because I'm all into what you're doing. I think the book is fabulous, and you've got tons of great things in there that everyone needs to read. Again, I would recommend your book to anyone, and it is called Are You Still Kissing Frogs? By Zhanna Rosewood, and her contact information is www.rosewoodwisdom.com. Okay, we have got a few people that would like to ask you a question. Would you want to take a caller right now?
Oh, certainly. I'd be happy to.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to bring the first person in. It's Sophia from California. Hello, Sophia.
Hi.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi. I'm in a place in my life where I'm ready to claim the divine mate. And be it that you thought at one time in my life, I thought, you always think you're ready, but now I know I'm ready. I feel like because of where I'm standing and my power and meditating and not like, and again, I'm happy with myself, and it's not like I need someone, it's just a question of sharing your life with someone that, so you can have the other expression to grow in a new way. Sometimes you need that, you know, that yin and that yang to explore. And I guess, I don't know what I'm asking. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever advice you have for me, I guess, because I am, you know, stepping into the power and claiming it. And energy is really popping around me. I feel people intrigued, talking to me, like, unlike any time before, because I'm really stepping into it. Normally when I step into it, I would get to this point and I would run. But I'm continuing to stick with it and stay forward, put one foot in front of the other, and stay present with the energy that's coming to me.
Okay. I just was making a note. Okay, so one of the things that as you spoke, and I was checking in with your body.
Okay.
When you said that I'm ready for that relationship, it felt true and real right to the core of your being. I mean, it was really centered. When I first saw your physical form, I could see that there's something going on the back of your heart chakra where it feels like, it sounds like you're well-informed, you're meditating. Are you familiar with chakras and things like that?
Yes.
I'm not speaking.
Yes.
Okay. So on the back of your heart chakra, and let me check it. Is it okay if I check it further?
Absolutely.
Okay. And okay, just a second. I'm asking questions. Is it relationship, family, or from family. So it goes back to family. Somebody, is it mom, dad? So I don't know what your relationship is with your family, and I get dad. But
okay.
Some beliefs or something that are there hooking into your back, and the
okay.
cording goes in there, and it goes up into your throat. So
yep.
Let's just... And at the same time, I feel that you're really sure about it. Now, I can do a little bit of clearing for a minute or
okay.
so, but let's talk a little bit about continuing to run, where you say in the past, you know, energy would be there, and then you said something, I would continue to run away from it. I think
well,
that,
like,
that
for instance, yeah, like, for instance, when I know I'm about to step into, like, every time you start a project, you want to step into it, and then, like, the energy starts to percolate, and then you're like,
yes,
then you're just like, oh,
no.
Yeah, I can't handle this. But now I'm like, okay, God, all the energy
okay.
that's coming to me is just confirmation. I'm stepping forward. I know that you're going to
yes.
provide the right
so
one for me.
So that's the only place that you will have a hesitation there still. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. There's about 40% energy there of you're voicing it for me as you work
yes.
with me, but if
yes.
you can let go of voicing that to anyone else or really giving that peace energy and just silently take that energy and breathe into it 3 times. Just take a breath and breathe in whatever confidence or whatever you need in order to
okay.
just stay in your center. About when I say stay in your center, stay solidly in your core.
Yep.
With if it comes up, you know, because you're explaining it to me what was in the past, but when you
yes.
talk about it in the present, you're bringing it up. So
got
that's
it.
The
yes,
important
I understand.
Piece. So any silently, in order to create your ideal mate, one of the pieces is silently refuse to speak about what happened in the past in terms of this, you know, running.
I agree.
Okay.
I understand completely.
So let's go into, let me just check in with your body for a second. Okay, and so I'm just going to ask for those energetically, I'm going to ask the guides to come in and to clear the cords on the back of your heart chakra and clear your heart on the back. That's how you put yourself out into the world. That's about the heart, you know, how you put your love out into the world. And then that throat chakra, it comes through your heart chakra and up into the front of your throat, and it's your right to speak and hear the truth. And so we're going to clear that, and then we're going to, okay, and just a second, I'm just, okay. Oh, no. Okay, good. It's starting to clear. You might feel some tingling or some warmth on the back of your neck and the back of your heart.
Okay. I feel energy in my left arm.
Yeah, and then there's some clearing going on in your stomach at the same time, your personal power. So it's affecting that whole unit, your whole body, your whole auric field, and your physical form. Good, that's clear. Now.
Excellent.
Congratulations on really doing the work and being in your core and really being solid
been.
And moving forward.
Unlike ever before, yes.
Do you have any other questions?
I guess.
Before you ask the question, do you feel any different? This is an important piece because a lot of times...
No, I love what you said because you already confirmed what I know.
Okay.
Staying in my power, and
mm-hmm.
just and it's so important. It's just like I don't know. The light bulb's been going off.
Yeah.
So that's
and
part
the reason
of it.
Why I ask you to stop and feel your body is because a lot of times we do work, but we don't acknowledge it and really experience what just took place, just for a
yeah.
second. Just and
I feel
the reason
it right now.
Is that that's one way we can control our monkey mind because our monkey
mm-hmm.
mind is tells us blah 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 blah, and you say no, look, just a minute. We cleared something. Can you feel that? Acknowledge that, you know. Speak to that voice in the head that says, some days it says, you've gone nowhere. And you say, no, wait a minute. That's not true. I just did something. So inform the mind. Yeah. Yeah.
So as far as your style of heal or modality, do you do readings as well? Or as far as, like, reading for, you know, my divine mate? Or general energies you have? regards to that?
So I work energetically just like I am with you right now.
Okay, just to, okay, to clear me, to allow
and
that
to clear you. And in terms of readings, I don't say, you know, what your future is. I don't
That's
go
fine.
There.
That's perfectly fine.
I do readings with angel cards. I do readings okay. with tarot. But the readings are more about the present moment and what might be things that we need to use in order to move us forward.
Okay. So basically my deal is just stay in my power, stay present. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And if you have someone there, I work with people on the phone if you want to work with me. If you have someone there, keep doing the work that you're doing. And meditating is so powerful. Of course, that's a way to deal with the monkey mind.
Yes, and I've been doing that more than ever before.
Good.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I appreciate your time. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, that was excellent. Thank you for sharing with her, Jana. You know, I know that, and it's no different for men than it is for women. Something I would like to say is when I am at my happiest, when I am totally loving my life, when I don't care whether anyone shows up or not, I'm loving what I'm doing, I'm loving my work, I feel fulfilled in so many areas. I mean, yeah, I would love to have an angel, you know, show up, but if they don't, it's great. And I think so many times when we can get in that space where it's really not important, that's when the person shows up. Because I am the same way. If I see someone out there and he looks good and he seems happy and he's, you know, he's having a great life and, you know, like he's living his life, you know, even waiting around, hoping somebody will show up or whatever, then I'm very attracted to that.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that we got to be happy within ourselves. We just got to love every inch of what's going on in us. And if we've got something that isn't working, then we start working on it. We start figuring out what can we do, you know. We don't have to have a man to fulfill all our needs and wants. You know,
that's correct. And
our relationship is with God, and that's the only true relationship. You get that one right, you're going to attract anything you want anyway.
Right, and if we're into wanting, we're in lack, and then
yes,
that's
right.
where our mind is sitting. I find that
mm-hmm.
many of my clients will focus on the problems, what they don't want, and what they
yeah.
don't have, and they're rather than the solutions and what they intend to have and be focused there. And you're right. You know, if we're focused on and happy inside ourselves, we don't need to have that relationship, and it sounds like the last caller was really in a good place because she said, I'm good with or without. That's the place that
mm-hmm.
to be. And it's really true. It's really true because we don't have these hooks in us that we're, oh, I got to have this, and it
mm-hmm.
it just pushes it away.
Yeah.
So that's a really important place to be.
Well, another thing I wanted to ask you, Nate, you have a question that says, have I been doing my affirmations faithfully? And why haven't they been working? I know in the book, you know, you have affirmations. And as far as maybe, you know, around a relationship, so what are you talking about?
Well, you actually addressed it a little bit earlier when you said, you know, this, what you said was you muscle tested one of your clients and their body was saying, her head was saying, I want a relationship. Her body was saying, no, I don't want a relationship.
Right.
And so it, those affirmations, there's many reasons why they may not be working. They might be not using affirmations correctly. They might just be going around saying, I now attract the ideal partner, my soulmate, for my perfect soulmate for me. And you're not dealing with the underlying subconscious beliefs that say, I don't want them. I mean, here's an example. I had a client walk into my office one day, and she said, this doesn't work, and you said it wouldn't work. And I was like, oh, really? So we sat down and talked. And in the conversation, it came up that she was afraid of losing her alone time, and that she would have to mother that partner because that's what she was used to. So here she was, in her back of her mind, she was like, I want to have a relationship, but I don't, because I don't want to lose my alone time, and I don't want to have to deal with taking care of somebody. And I said, well, now wait a minute, let's step back and let's take a look at your love list. Did you put these things on your love list? What I mean by, well, did you put these things on your love list, did you say on your love list, I intend to attract a partner who can take care of his own needs, with or without me? I attract a partner who is willing to have his alone time and honor my alone time. And she hadn't. And so that's why, you know, this whole thing about the list I was going to say earlier, the list is so important. It took me 9 months to work with my list, and it was a work in process. My husband worked for 4 years on his list and stayed a bachelor for 4 years purposely, because he knew that he didn't want to continue making the mistakes that were so painful that he'd made in the past. So, you know, that list, again, I go back to it, and people might poo-poo it. Well, this is no big deal. You can go to my website and get the gift. One of the gifts is talking about the love list and the importance of it. It is important, because the list isn't for our partner. It's for us. It's for us to become conscious. And so those affirmations, you ask, well, I've been doing affirmations faithfully. Why isn't it working? Well, we're not dealing with it. The other part is that maybe it's not in divine order. Maybe it's not the right time right now. It can be in conflict with our life goals. Maybe we have other life goals that don't fit in with having a relationship right now, and we're not looking at that. I had another client who couldn't figure out why she wasn't attracting, she was attracting all these unavailable men, spending time talking to her girlfriends about unavailable men. Well, she discovered, in really getting down to the work of doing the affirmations, that she herself was not available, because she didn't want to stay living in the city that she was living in, that she wanted to move somewhere else. She did that, and she got her ideal mate. She's now got 2 children, and she's happily married. So, you know, there's so many things that we need to use these affirmations for. And the affirmations are really not about trying to stick. It's about sticking something in our brain, but also getting something out that's not working for us.
Absolutely. This is such a great show. You know, I'm going to have to get you back on here again soon, and we're going to talk more about it. As you talk, I keep thinking of more questions and everything. All right.
Write those questions down. Ask them next time.
I will. Absolutely. I do know just what you just talked about. I think that a lot of it is we think, and then all of a sudden we're going, wait a minute, now I was really going great in my life right now, and I was doing all this stuff, and for me to get to do this, how can I have a relationship? How am I going to fit this person into my life? And, you know, how's this going to work? And maybe I'll, you know, so these things come up. We're going to go over a little bit, which is going to be great, no problem. I've got one more person on the line, and I'm going to bring her in. Her name is Chrissy. She's from Florida. This will be the last caller, and she has one question, can only ask one question, so we can't go over. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just realized the other show's almost over.
Oh, darn.
What's
your question, Christy?
My question? Well, I was just listening to everything you were talking about, the affirmations and everything. Well, my question was, you know, I have worse luck when it comes to relationships, and I, you know, I really want to find somebody, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong or what is blocking me from that, and I don't know what I can do or, you know, what steps I should take to try to make that work.
Okay, well, you know, what steps should you take to make that work? What steps have you taken to make that work?
I mean, I've tried to, I don't know, whatever I'm doing must not be working. When I get in a relationship, it never turns out right.
This is a common thing, I think, for all of us, not just you, Christy, but all of us. When we are trying to address a situation, we want to shift to what's not working and what the problem is versus what, because I just asked you, what have you done to try to help yourself? but you're wanting to return to the story, which is okay because you need to explain yourself. But one of the things that's not working for you is your mind is focusing on the things that haven't worked. But there have been some things that work in some relationships, not maybe necessarily love relationships, and that's where the list comes in, and we can work with that. So it sounds like you have a need to talk a little bit more than what the program would allow. So if I don't know if the moderator, if you go into my website at rosewoodwisdom.com, then I have the contact information there, and then you can contact me, and I'll be happy to spend some time with you and talk with you for 15 minutes. And then maybe we can go a little bit deeper. How's that sound, Christy?
It sounds great. What is it again? It's Rosewood.
It's Rosewood Wisdom, RoseWood, and then the word wisdom, WISDOM, rosewoodwisdom.com.
Okay, and then, great.
And then you can put your contact information in there or email me or whatever, and then I can spend some time with you on the phone, and then that way you can maybe get a little more information, and that will be helpful. You're wel►================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
calling in, Christy. And get the book when you go online. If you just get her book, that gives you tons of information about, you know, this is a great book and the way you set it up and, you know, the spiritual aspect of having a holy relationship is what we really all want to have. And you're someone that meets us on our level of consciousness where we're aware. And I have to say it's been a wonderful show, very interesting. I would love to get you back again, Jana, in the near future. And so if anyone wants to listen to the show afterwards, just go to the archives, which is the on-demand section, the Cosmic Contact Show for today, and you can listen to everything that was said. And I do want to remind everyone that my show for the 1st of March, I'm going to have Mahala. She's fabulous. She's a world astrologer, so be sure and get on that because she's going to give us the predictions for March and the up-and-coming year that we're going into. And her talk is all about getting into our light bodies. Well, anyway, thank you very much, Jana, for being on. And it was a great evening. And tell everyone to have a great evening. And is there
Is there
any words, parting words you would like to share before we go?
I really loved being on this program, and I appreciate you having me. So, and good luck, and my heartfelt wishes for everyone's love success, whether they're in a relationship or not, or wherever they're at.
Okay. Thank you. Annie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and what a great show. And, Jana, you just do not know how many people we have calling that are always asking love questions. So I was thinking about that, Pam, while I was listening to you guys. So definitely we can't wait to have you back on and let you spend some time talking to these people who want to find their love.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I
have to say the reason why I was willing to do this is because your name, Angel Works 22. And 22 is a symbolic of that my mother is communicating with me. She passed a year ago yesterday.
Wow.
And when you called, I was like, okay, because I've been asking my mother to pray for me on the other side. And when you called, I thought, okay, this is about my mom, and she's helping me from the other side. And that's
wow.
the reason why I said, okay, yeah, no problem, without even really looking further about whether I should come
on
to the program.
Well, thank you. Right, and because I just kind of called you out of the blue, but I was so attracted to your, I was looking at all these little ads in this newspaper that I'd gotten.
The New Spirit Journal.
Mm-hmm, the journal, the little news journal, right. And anyway, so I found you. We've made our great connection now. And I will be talking to you in the near future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. And everyone, have a great week.